Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Time now for the watch list, our take on the best of the latest TV and film releases. And we're joined today by film critic for the Business Post, John Maguire, and entertainment journalist and broadcaster Serena Bellissimo. Welcome, guys.
Good morning. Thanks, Brendan. How are you?
John, will we start with cinema, Eddington, which is out now in cinemas nationwide, which I think people were kind of excited about, a throwback to the madness of the pandemic and throwing light on conspiracy theory, culture wars, all that. But people seem to be a bit disappointed.
It's divisive. All of Ari Aster's films, recent films, he's the guy who made Hereditary and Midsommar. He also made Beau Was Afraid, which divided people between those that hated it and those that really, really hated it. And I think there's a sense of that here with Eddington as well. Aster doesn't really care what your reaction is. He just wants a reaction. And that's that kind of sensationalist cinema. But like you say, this is back in 2020 in America, in a small town in New Mexico called Eddington. And it's a State of the Nation address, as in, would you look at the State of the Nation? I mean, he's trying to get everything in here. So it's COVID and masks and COVID protocols. And it's a throwback to all that horror. But it's also about American politics and those kind of divisions, social divisions, political divisions, the gun control, Black Lives Matter, any kind of hot button issue of the last 5 years or so.
Good man, he's got it all in.
He's got it all in. But that makes for that kind of long, sweeping story. I'm sure I've missed one or two of the kind of things that he wants to talk about. But for all of that kind of ambition and courage and the excellent performances from the cast here, this is a starry cast, Pedro Pascal, Joaquin Phoenix, Emma Stone, Austin Butler turns up as well. It's the scattershot approach in Eddington means that the power in that satire, this is a comedy, it's a Western comedy really, is diluted by sheer volume. I mean, it's just everything. It's everything and the kitchen sink. So,
okay, but it sounds like the group.
It's certainly interesting, Brendan, and it's full of incident. Yeah.
Okay. First, wait for streaming, maybe. Serena, speaking of streaming, Eeny Meeny is a new heist movie out now on Disney Plus. Is it worth a watch?
If you're into these types of dramas, it's worth a watch. Okay. If you're not, you're just watching the same old, same old. The reason why this works for me, and I have to put my hand up and say I'm really biased here, Samara Weaving, who's Hugo Weaving's niece and also was on Home and Away, she's an Australian. I think the reason why this works for me is because of her. She plays this woman who, as a teenager, she had a really rough life. She grew up in the foster care system. Her parents taught her how to be a getaway driver. Right. So she's managed to get herself out of that until she's pulled back into that lifestyle because her on again, off again boyfriend has gotten himself into trouble again. And she can save his life if she goes and does with this one last heist. It's nothing new. It does wrap up before 2 hours. There's some great driving sequences in it. As I said, she is brilliant. It does try to get a bit emotional. If you love Andy Garcia, he's back. He features in this as the baddie, you know, as that crime boss and stuff. It's not for everyone, but if you've been missing this and you want to watch something like this at home, it's on Disney Plus and it is worth a watch.
Eeny, meeny. John, the film of Richard Osman's hugely popular, The Thursday Murder Club. So it got a kind of a really brief cinema release, but actually it's coming on Netflix from
Thursday. Yeah, it's on Netflix. I think from this Thursday. Yeah, Brenda, this is the cozy crime, the novel that started the cozy crime revolution, I suppose, is Richard Osman and that kind of celebrity author thing as well back in 2020. Finally, a movie with another starry cast. The former spy Elizabeth, played by Helen Mirren. The psychiatrist Ibrahim is played by Ben Kingsley. Pierce Brosnan pops up as Ron. And Celia Imrie plays the nurse Joyce. They're all retirees living in Cooper's Chase, which is this retirement home somewhere in the home counties. There's two threats. The builder, the property developer that owns the place, is found dead, and then more bodies turn up. I'm not going to spoil the story, even though I think this is kind of unspoilable in that a lot of people have read this book. This was a hugely popular book. What we're looking for, I suppose, when it comes to an adaptation is, does the pictures on that you're looking at on your screen match the pictures in your head when you were reading the book? And it kind of does. It's kind of uncanny.
Okay, so for the fans, they'll be happy.
For the fans, they're going to be happy. But now there are changes to the novel, certainly one or two characters. The Bogdan character changes, his motivations and his orientation changes slightly. But Chris Columbus is the guy who's made this. He's the guy, he started the Harry Potter thing back way back then. And there is a kind of a Harry Potter vibe to it. This could go on. There's three more books. And every British and Irish actor of a certain age that you've ever heard of.
Oh, listen, this will run and run. These people know what they're doing. Serena, Fit for TV, The Reality of the Biggest Loser, out now also on Netflix. And this is one of those documentaries kind of reassessing the bad old days of exploitative television, which was actually about 5 years ago in a lot of cases.
Well, this ran over 17 seasons, over 12 years, starting in 2004. Was The Biggest Loser big here in Ireland? Because in Australia, it was massive and I was hooked. Did you ever watch?
Yeah, it was certainly a big thing.
I was aware of it, but I never watched it.
Okay, so like, you know, when this started, the sentiment behind it was we are helping. There was a real obese epidemic in the US and it's like we are helping people who are obese lose weight. When you look at it with 2025 eyes, you're going, it was very exploitative. It was very, you just felt bad for all contestants involved. They lost a lot of weight. But of course, we all know there's no aftercare and stuff. So everyone who was involved pretty much comes back for this, including some of the main contestants, the creators, the trainer, Bob comes back, but Gillian, who was really in everyone's face, she doesn't appear on camera. There is talks that she's thinking of suing Netflix at the moment because there's something that they make, a claim that they make about a caffeine tablet and say that she's associated.
Don't repeat the claim she's suing over, for God's sake.
Anyway, she's, but it's in the documentary. You do see her appear in podcast clips, so they've been very clear about that.
Okay.
It was upsetting watching this because you realise that this actually could have been a good show if you had an obese or overweight person involved in the production of it. You know, you're talking about this when they made it through the lens of people who were skinny.
Yeah,
it was all the judgment and it's an upsetting watch. It's worth a watch. And I wish we'd see more from it. It just sort of touches on it. But it's three episodes. If you're interested in seeing what happened, check it out. It's on Netflix now.
Okay. Fit for TV, The Reality of the Biggest Loser. John, season three of Fisk is back and the fans will have watched it already because there's a lot. There's six of them and they're
six episodes, a half hour each.
But what a treat.
I love the show. This is my favourite Australian legal comedy, co-created and co-written by the comedian Kitty Flanagan, who's just superb. She plays Helen Tudor Fisk, who's this middle-aged lawyer who joins a small legal firm after returning to her hometown of Melbourne to be closer to her father, who's a retired judge, now living with his boyfriend. After her marriage fails and her career falls apart. And she's got to pull herself back up by the bootstraps in her brown suit and her curly hair. And Fisk gets into various low-intensity legal scrapes, I suppose, while desperately trying to keep her patience while dealing with stupid people all around her and with their stupid ideas and their stupid rules. And she's just the picture of restrained frustration. That's how she defines the character. It's just that kind of you just wait for Fisk to start throwing punches, and of course she never does. And it's a show about work and the frustrations of work. Fisk is a great character. Flanagan is a great actress. And like I said, the episodes are short and sharp and very funny. The only negative, Brendan, is there's only six of them in the season.
Yeah.
And it's a bit of a hidden gem. So if you are new to it, go back and watch from season one. They're all on Netflix. And you'll gobble them up in a weekend. And it's a hoot.
Serena, K-popped on Apple TV Plus from next Friday. So K-pop Demon Hunters was huge for Netflix this summer and kind of dominating the charts as well. So K-pop TV is obviously hot right now.
Brendan, my kids and their friends cannot stop talking about K-pop. I think my the Demon Hunters one, I think my 10-year-old's watched it like three or four times, singing the song and songs and stuff. So the one on Apple TV, I actually can't wait for, because what they do, this is very clever. It's, you know, those singing competitions that we used to have and you don't see a lot of them anymore, but this time it's not really a competition. They're bringing back some of our pop idols and mixing them with K-pop idols and getting them to take songs that we love, like songs from the Spice Girls, from Kylie, from Ava Max, Taylor Dane, Vanilla Ice. They are all involved and they're working with K-pop idols and they're
doing it. This is going to work for everyone.
You know how you had your smile on your face for Fisk? I have my smile on my face for this. I know what I'm doing on the 29th of August. I'm sitting down and I'm being K-popped.
Okay, so next Friday, K-popped Apple TV Plus. John, just briefly before we finish up, Invasion is back on Apple TV Plus for season three. I've stuck with this, but it's kind of frustrating.
It's a tough one,
isn't it?
Apple is the home of small screen science fiction, and over the two seasons, Invasion, which is a story about an alien invasion of Earth focused on the Earthlings, it has struggled, I suppose, to keep pace with the streamer's other offerings, Silo for All Mankind or Severance. And as we get to the third season, it's hard to shake off the nation the notion, excuse me, that Invasion should be a bit better than it is. It should be better written.
Yes.
It should be more interesting. We should
it
be more involved.
It does have its qualities, but it, yeah.
Absolutely it does. But it should be broader, I suppose. It should be scarier.
And faster.
And it should be faster, absolutely. Yeah. The pace here, it's a slow burn. And it's a character study of people under extraordinary pressure. But the emphasis has always been on the slow rather than the burn.
Yeah, kind of beautifully made as well.
Oh, yeah. As all the Apple stuff is, it's gorgeous.
Okay.
Spoil anything, but they're banding together to infiltrate the alien mothership. Finally,
okay, so
there's a bit of action. Something is happening.
Invasion, Apple TV season 3 up now. And by the way, I just mentioned really quickly, long story short, on Netflix, I don't generally like cartoons. This is Woody Allen. It's fantastic,
From
isn't it?
BoJack Horseman creator Raphael Bob Waxberg.
All right.
It's brilliant.
Thank you very much, John McGuire and Serena Bellissimo. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE radio app or wherever you get your podcast. Today's show was produced by the series producer Tessa Delahanty. Research was by Katrina McFadden. Senan Cullinan was the broadcast coordinator and Tommy O'Sullivan was on sound. Stay tuned for This Week with Justin McCarthy. I'll talk to you next week.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Breathe easier this summer. Speak to us today about allergy relief at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.